Welcome along to the decade that had everything, the 1950s, where music, fashion, and the whole world exploded into glorious technicolor, and where rhythm and blues gave birth to soul music thanks to recordings like this from the Drifters, featuring their new lead singer, Ben E. King. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In the 50s. The Drifters, kicking off this episode of In the 50s, where I have lots of your 50s favourites coming up. Now, a few episodes ago, I played a recording by the Treniers, and a few of you have asked for some more. They really epitomised the link and progression from the swing music of the late 1940s morphing into rock and roll of the 50s. The fact that they lasted so long as a group, from 1947 until 2002, was perhaps down to the fact that two of the members were identical twins. As well as their musical boundary breaking, they were also one of the first acts of the period to inject some genuine stage chaos into their performances. Every picture I see of them playing live has the comical, almost maniacal look of a still from a Marx Brothers comedy. But despite all that, they sounded magnificent.
You take a rock, you take a beat, you take a boogie, you make it sweet. You get the rock-a-beatin' boogie, rock-a-beatin' boogie, you see. Rock-a-beatin' boogie, B-O-O-G-I-E. Well, rockin' to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie, shakin' to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie, shuffle to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie, rockin' to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie, singin' to the rhythm of the rock-a-beatin' boogie.
Rock-a-beatin' boogie, rock-a-beatin' boogie, you see. Rock-a-beatin' boogie, B-O-O-G-I-E.
The Triniers singing Bill Haley's self-penned hit from 1952. Let's now hear from the very first Liverpool-born musician to have a number one UK record. The one-time singer with the Ted Heath Orchestra, who when asked by Decca what it would take to get her to sign a new contract, asked for a Hoover and a new television, which they promptly adhered to, ensuring the services of one of the UK's greatest ever singers.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you, if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind, if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start. If you are among the very young at heart, survive to 105, look at all you derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start. If you are among the very young,
the great Lita Rosa, one of Elton John's favourite singers. Featuring Mr. Pink Panther himself on saxophone, Plas Johnson, this next recording from Eddie Cochran came out in the last year of our decade. It didn't really trouble the charts too much, just about breaking into the top 100, but written by Eddie and his faithful songwriting partner Jerry Capehart, with whom he'd written Summertime Blues and Come On Everybody, it still sounds superb, and it's always brilliant to hear the incredible talent that was Eddie Cochran.
I want a house with a pool, shorter hours in school, and a room with my own private phone. I want to stay up all night, see the big city lights, no more trouble. Yeah, man, that's a heaven to me. Hands. I wanna make my own
the bill, make my dad pay the bill. Yeah, man, that's a heaven to me. Yeah, man, that's a heaven to me.
Eddie Cochran, who would have turned 83 this year. We've discussed Jesse Belvin before in these shows. The record labels had wanted to market him as a kind of Nat Cole-style crooner, and although he made some lovely recordings of the standards, it's the worlds of doo-wop and rhythm and blues that really remember him. The man who had co-written the doo-wop anthem, Earth Angel, had a sumptuous voice. Here he is in 1956 with a song written by John Mariscalco, the writer who had delivered so many of Little Richard's multi-million sellers. Enjoy.
Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. Just one thing I'd like to know. Is your love still warm for me? Or has it grown cold? If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fears, for I'll be there. You know I care. Please give your love to me, dear, only. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fear. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. Good night.
The voice of Jesse Belvin. A couple more for you in this session. First up is a song from the man who, well, he really epitomizes how best to utilize your time should you find yourself in prison. In 1963, he spent his enforced stay behind bars writing a dozen or so massive hits and studying accountancy and business, enabling him to never have to hire a business manager for the rest of his career. Anyway, a few years previously, in 1958, he'd come up with this one.
Only 9 years and sweet as she can be. Since she
Chuck Berry, who is the subject of one of our Insight specials currently in production. So do keep your eyes and ears open for that one. Last up today, one of the most soothing voices on record. A woman who thought she couldn't sing, didn't really want to be a singer, and who was spotted by someone working for a modelling agency whilst she was operating a lift in a department store. That's the singer, by the way, not the person working for the modelling agency. Here is the one, the only, Julie London.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock to four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on my Sunday dreams to try. Now a man is born to go a loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, mourning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
The incredible Julie London concluding proceedings for us here on In the 50s with me, Leo Green. Thank you so much for joining me. Please do check out the website and tell all your friends about us. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.